Wisconsin Hospital Association spokesperson Mary Kay Grasmick says after a review of data collected from Wisconsin hospitals, they saw improvements in key areas. She says hospitals decreased catheter-associated urinary tract infections by 56%. Those infections are one of the most common hospital-acquired infections. She says 15 to 25% of hospitalized patients have a urinary catheter placed during the hospital stay, affecting thousands of patients. She says they've also reduced the number of patients who had falls.
Medications can make patients more at risk of falling. Sometimes it's aging, and Wisconsin is an aging population. Sometimes not using a call light and just deciding to move, through the room, a patient can fall. But working together, learning best practices again, they reduced falls 38%, and that continues to fall. So we're showing some really good progress in reducing hospital readmissions.
Grasmick says Wisconsin is becoming known nationally in a cooperative approach for better care.
It's just in our culture in this state to share what we know to improve care all across the state.
Grasmick says hospitals are aggressively working to reduce sepsis mortality through early detection and rapid aggressive treatment. The efforts have led to an 18% decrease in mortality-associated sepsis since 2013. Ken Krall, WXPR News.